WHD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of Zion Lutheran Church at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available on our website at zionlcmscf.org under the radio tab. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word. May the word of Christ that you heard today dwell in you richly. If you have a question or comment about Zion Lutheran Church or...
Good morning, and welcome. Thank you for all who helped with VBS. It was well done, as usual. There's Carol. I mean, she coordinates the whole thing, but recruits some great people. So there was wonderful meals and good music, singing and crafts and skits and games, and they even learned some good stuff about Jesus and the Lord's Supper. So thank you all for everybody who helped with that. And now, for the radio listeners especially, allow me to tell you the hymns we'll be singing today. We'll begin with 804, O Worship the King, Sermon Hymn 717, Eternal Father, Strong to Save, Distribution Hymns 578, Thy Strong Word, 628, Your Table I Approach, 623, Lord Jesus Christ, We Humbly Pray. The closing hymn is 979, God Whose Almighty Word. You have an insert. This one is not in the hymnal, but there's an insert with your bulletin. If you're listening on the radio, you can go to our website, or if you can't go to the website, you can pull down the full service from there. Let's begin with our opening hymn, 804, O Worship the King. Please stand, turn to page 184, Divine Service Setting 3. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God, our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, good will toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
Almighty and most merciful God, preserve us from all harm and danger, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish what you want done through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is from Job, the 38th chapter. The Lord said to Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding, who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb, when I made clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it, and set bars and doors, and said, 'Thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed.' Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the skirts of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it? It is changed like clay under the seal, and its features stand out like a garment. From the wicked their light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare, if you know all this." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Romans chapter 10. Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will descend into heaven?' That is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." But Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the word of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible.
Spirit of the Virgin.
Please be seated for our sermon hymn 717, Eternal Father, Strong to Save. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So why did Peter get out of the boat? He's experienced at sea, and you have these large waves, a strong wind. We don't know what he was thinking, but apparently the words of Jesus were not enough. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Peter knows Jesus. He'd seen his power demonstrated through miracles and signs and wonders. They had just experienced the feeding of the 5,000. But Peter needed more. He doubted. It's a audacious request. Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. In some ways, we might be able to identify with the disciples on the boat. Metaphorically speaking, we know what it's like to be a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, tossed about by hostile winds at different times of your life, perhaps even now. You're trying to make it through life and things happen. The financial waves hit. Your job's threatened, your income isn't keeping up with the expenses, and like the steady waves, those bills just keep coming. or the health winds are blowing against you. You're aging, you're feeling its effects. You have less energy, less strength, less endurance. Then you're hit with an unexpected wave, a diagnosis that you didn't see coming. You need treatment. The recovery, the prognosis is uncertain. You wonder, how long, Lord? You experience storms of relationships. Harsh words are spoken. Feelings are hurt. Trust is betrayed. Stubborn pride gets in the way of reconciling. Friendships are strained. Some are lost. Marriages are tested. Some fail. Life continues, and you tell yourself it'll be okay. But you live with the hurt. Struggle with your faith. You want to trust God and live according to His word, but life is hard and demanding, and you neglect God and His word. You fail to pray. You struggle to make it to church where He's offering His forgiveness and life and salvation, and you begin to grow cold and hard and cynical, and God's word becomes something you're supposed to read. Prayer becomes something you're supposed to do, and church becomes a place where you're supposed to go. You feel like you're making it on your own, but the wind and the waves are against you, and you have a long way to go. Sometimes when Jesus shows up, you're terrified. When Jesus comes to you through another person, you don't recognize him, and you respond irrationally. You think he's against you. It's not for you. He's just going to point out what you're doing wrong. You don't think he cares. You don't think he could really help. He just wants to make your life harder. You don't want to be bothered. You just want to keep doing what you're doing. You put your head down, you keep rowing with the winds and the waves against you. But fortunately, Jesus doesn't leave you alone. Just like he didn't leave the disciples alone in our gospel account. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they're terrified. They said, "It's a ghost." They cried in fear. Immediately, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." Immediately, Jesus is speaking to their terror, who he is, and to their fear. He knows their need. And his words, they are enough, the word of Christ. At least it should be. He is God. He's the same God who spoke to Job out of the whirlwind. God who created and controls everything, from the most minuscule submicroscopic particles to the grandest immeasurable galaxies. There's nothing outside of his scope or purview. His word is certain, it's powerful, it's effective, it does what it says, it creates, and it sustains the universe and everything in it. When Jesus says, "Take heart," you can take heart, because there's no terror greater than the Lord. When Jesus says, "It is I," there's no ambiguity that it is God himself. When Jesus says, "Do not be afraid," there's nothing to be afraid of, because the one who's to be feared above all else has spoken. The word of Jesus is enough. St. Paul stated in the epistle for today, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And yet we can still resist and even reject the word of Christ. We do this whenever we doubt what he says, whenever we question Scripture's truths, or whenever we fear or love or trust in anything or anyone other than God. In other words, we do this whenever we sin. Consequently, we live unnecessarily with terrors, uncertainties, and fears of the world and people in it. We fear the loss of finances, of health, of relationships. Peter demonstrates his lack of faith when from the boat he said to Jesus, who had just spoken these words, these certain words of assurance, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Jesus' words, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. They're not enough for Peter. He wants more. He wants to do something that really doesn't make much sense. One, he wants Jesus to prove that it's him. But two, he wants Jesus to command him to get out of the boat and to walk on the water. We're like Peter when we're not satisfied with God's word or being in church, when we need more, when we doubt. Lord, if you are who you say you are, you will, you know, fill in the blank. You may not ask to walk on the water, but you might have some other ideas about how Jesus can prove himself to you. Maybe show his great power through you in some other way that you think will satisfy this desire. If you're really God, you really care, prove it, in other words, is what we're saying. You want assurance. Jesus has assured you already through his word, the Bible. Jesus is the creator. He's assured you by coming as one of us in the flesh. He's assured you by completing, fulfilling all the law and the prophets, by living obedient to the Father, obedient to death, even death on the cross. He's demonstrated to convince you, to assure you of his love for you when he gave his life for you, when he took your sins upon himself, that you may have life and forgiveness and everlasting life in him. And he assured you most certainly in his resurrection. He assured you in the words that were spoken over you when you were baptized, that you are his, that you have been redeemed, covered with his blood. He didn't do all this to satisfy skeptics and critics. He did this because he loves you. He did this to satisfy justice, the demands of the law for you, to rescue you from eternal death, to free you from the power of the devil. When Peter asks Jesus to prove who he is, Jesus responds with a single word, come. And Peter believes for a moment, enabling him to walk on the sea for a moment. Then Peter doubts again. Takes his eyes off Jesus. He sees the wind and the waves, these powerful forces around him threatening his life. And he doubts. He's overwhelmed with fear, and he begins to sink. As he begins to sink, he cries out to Jesus, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand, took hold of Peter, saying to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? There was no reason for Peter to doubt when Jesus said, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. And there was no reason to doubt when Jesus said, come. Peter was foolish. And Jesus was right there to rescue him anyway. And Peter again experienced the tender mercy, amazing grace, this powerful might of Jesus. As Christians, we're in the boat together. Now it's not a battleship. It's not a cruise ship. It's a fishing boat. And we're in this boat together. We're brought together into Christ's church through the waters of baptism. And we have God's word. We have his assurance of who Jesus is and what he has done. He is Lord. He is creator. He has laid the foundation of the earth. He has commanded the morning since your days began. He has entered into the springs of the sea and walked in the recesses of the deep. We don't always recognize Jesus in our lives. We imagine terrors that don't exist, and we cry out to him in fear. And he responds with his word, so that you may take heart and know that he is God, that he is with you, that you have nothing to fear. Even when you doubt Jesus and his word, Jesus remains Jesus. His word is the same and his promises are true. You would be wise to stay in the boat of his church as you endure the waves and the wind of life. The Lord provides his word and his supper to sustain you in this grace, to strengthen that faith that otherwise so quickly leaves, so that you may fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, amid all these threats to your finances, threats to your health, threats to relationships. And if you're foolish enough to step out, he remains ready to reach out his hand to save you, to bring you back into the boat, and to see you safely to shore. You need not be sinking to call on him. You may call on him for every need. He is an ever-present help in times of trouble. As the epistle today states, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. We call on him in faith in the church, where we gather together as his disciples in his boat, where he safely brought us. And here together we worship him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. Amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, you laid the foundations of the earth and set bounds and limits to all things. We give you thanks for your glorious creation, including our own bodies and souls. In our sin, we have earned for ourselves death, and your creation has been subjected to futility. Yet in your Son, you grant us forgiveness and new life. Help us to live in righteousness through faith in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, your word is near to the hearts of your people. Grant them courage to speak the gospel faithfully before the world. Let those who hear confess Jesus Christ as Lord and be saved. Remember all who endure persecution for his name and strengthen them for a bold witness. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, we ask you to raise up pastors, teachers, missionaries, and servants for all church work vocations. Bless church planters and new congregations that they may endure. Bring hope and renewal to all struggling congregations and to the pastors who serve them. Do not let fear keep us from your word and sacraments. Lord, in your mercy. Help us to trust in you at all times, Father, that we may not doubt or fear. Grant us confidence in all that you have promised to bestow daily and richly upon your people. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you supported Peter in his doubts and fears. Keep us from sinking into despair when we suffer the trials of this mortal life. Be with those who are in need, especially Marlis, Pastor Jones, Haley, Marlis, Pastor Sedlock, Ruth, Irma, Lacey, Jim, Lewis, Greg, Diane, Nancy, Ben, Mark, Blaine, Audrey, Mary Jo, Lynn, Ralph, Amy, Ben, Cookie, Sarah, Marlene, and Chad. Grant us your spirit that our hearts may not waver. and keep us in the grasp of your grace, that we may not lose our way or be overcome by weariness and struggle. Lord, in your mercy, grant that we who come to your table may receive Christ's body and blood in faith. Let us truly be united in confession, even as we are one at the table of our Lord. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, give ear to the prayers of your people and lead us to trust in your mercy without fear, that we may be confident that you will grant to us all things needful to us and our salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And for the radio listeners in particular, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. The very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. The true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. The very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given for you. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Thank you. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. To the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given for you. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
You may be seated for a closing hymn. It's the insert 979, God Whose Almighty Word.